We came back to Rome by sea. My brother-in-law, Bibius, the customs official, was waiting to greet us on the quayside.
I found something you were looking for.
Hypericum.
She didn't really sink.
No, she sank all right. And that other one.
The Pride of Perga?
Yes.
So what is there to get so excited about? Both ships sank.
Then the statue of Poseidon has gone down to join him at the bottom of the sea.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. When Festus himself came ashore, he paid duty on something he brought with him.
When he came home on his last leave. But he sailed on a military transport.
And was carried ashore on a stretcher.
Well, he damn soon got off it then.
Festus, despite being wounded, managed to ship something he needed to pay duty on.
Exactly.
What?
Ballast.
You have to pay duty for that.
Not much.
Depends how big a bribe the customs officer wants, doesn't it, Bibius?
You didn't hear that from me. It's a slur on the service.
Festus had to make a payment to someone at the customs post to get his cargo described as useless.
Exactly.
Ballast. We don't even know what it is.
We do. You saw it in his store at the farm.
Those blocks of stone?
Those blocks of marble.
What would Festus need marble for?
To get something made.
Yes. Like copies of statues. I think we were reading Festus's mind pretty accurately. Why sell only one half a million Phidias when Orontes could make you four?
Oh, that reminds me. The ballast wasn't the only thing Festus had to pay duty on. It was some sort of statue as well.
We spent the journey back to Rome contemplating this new mystery. When I got home, Petronius wanted to see me. We met at Florus.
So these art lovers are conning you. Well, doesn't surprise me.
There's no way we can prove they got the statue they paid for and lost it themselves. Still leaves us half a million to find.
Yeah, but that's not what's really depressing you, is it?
No. Maybe Festus had got in so deep his only way out was on the end of a Judean spear.
Doesn't sound like Festus to me. I thought you might be worried about the little matter of having a murder charge hanging over you.
Is that why you wanted to see me?
Yes. I've found Laurentius.
So, what was his story?
They both had leave. He stayed with his sister.
But was he at his sister's when the murder took place?
No.
Aha! Well then, if he wasn't
he
at his
sister's... He and the sister and her four children had gone to visit an aunt in Lavinium for a family wedding.
Oh. Did you check that?
Of course. He was there, all right. I'm sorry, Falco. He didn't do it.
Did you ask him about his connection with Festus?
He admitted he and Censorinus had been trying to recover their state money from your family.
Did you ask him where the money came from? We had a nasty feeling it was from the legionary's bank. If that was still missing, we were in real trouble.
He wouldn't tell me. But this venture was their second investment with Festus.
Their second?
Yeah, they made enough money from the first to put it back in the bank, if that's where it came from.
Thank Jupiter for that.
Plus a handsome profit. There they were, stuck in the desert with nothing to spend it on. They thought they might as well give it to Festus, see if he could work his magic again. Easy come, easy go.
Then why did Censorinus get so het up?
He wasn't in on the first deal. He had to cough up his savings for this one. When it fell through, it hit him harder.
I still don't see why the syndicate thought I might have made off with the money.
Festus used to boast about how sharp you were.
Oh. Well, I suppose that's a compliment.
You know, their second investment had been mislaid. They thought you might have found it.
I'm very confused about this second investment. You're sure Laurentius didn't mean the Poseidon?
No, that was the first investment. Festus got the money off Carus and Servia for that.
Yes, of course he did. And gave it to his investors.
I'm talking about the second statue.
What second? Oh. The one Festus brought back on the military transport?
Yes. Do try to keep up, Falco.
Did Laurentius know where he found that one?
Same place as he got the other. When he went to Greece to inspect the Poseidon, he found the temple owned two statues they might sell.
Two Phidiases? Orontes didn't say there were two.
I don't suppose he knew.
Festus didn't want to cut him in on this deal. So, let me be sure I got this straight. A syndicate of soldiers, led by Laurentius, borrow money from their bank, with which Festus buys the Poseidon, sells it to Carus and Servia, and leaves Orontes to get it home. But Orontes lets their agent ship it, and the boat sinks.
So you're in the clear for that?
It would be if Orontes hadn't sold them a receipt that said they'd got it.
Never mind that. Get back to the soldiers.
With the money from the sale of the Poseidon, they replace their stake in the bank, and with a profit, decide to buy a second statue. Censorinus is cut in.
Using his own money, which is why he's so fed up when the second statue goes missing.
So Festus went back to Greece without Orontes, bought the statue, and brought it home.
Yes. a second Phidias.
If only we knew what it was.
Oh, I can tell you that. It was a Zeus.
I rushed back to Fountain Court to tell Helena. Luckily, Pa was there too.
It's neat. First we had one statue and one ship, and now we have two statues and two ships.
But not quite symmetrical. One statue and one ship were lost, but Festus came ashore with the Zeus.
And I'm going to find it.
You seem very sure.
Well, I've got to. We need the money. Even if we repay the syndicate, there should be some left over.
Plus, we have four blocks of genuine Parian marble.
Exactly. We can do what Festus was planning and have four copies made.
Surely you wouldn't sell fakes.
No need. Genuine copies fetch a wonderful price in their own right.
And I suppose you'd ask Orontes to make the copies.
Of course. It's the one thing he's good at.
I imagine that's why Festus was looking for him on his last night in Rome.
You think Festus wanted him to come and look at the Zeus?
Well, it's hard to make copies from just the description.
Well, then the statue was somewhere he could show him easily. He was leaving in the morning.
He wouldn't have time to move it.
It must still be in Rome.
Maybe that's why he was looking for you that night, Marcus.
Of course. Isn't she clever?
She's a wonder.
And I have another brilliant idea. How you could get your own back on Carus and Servia.
Eh? I'm all ears.
You'd have to pretend you don't know that they got the statue they paid Festus the $500,000 for and lost themselves.
Pretend we thought they really did lose their money, but that would mean...
I'd have to raise the $500,000 and pay them back.
I think you'd have to. We need to lull them into a false sense of security.
And then she told us her brilliant idea. Once we've raised the money... We celebrated our cleverness with wine and fruit. Helena had a bruised apple.
Yeah, let me do that for you.
And Pa cut it up for her. He used to do that for me when I was a boy.
Watch him, he's a demon with a blade.
I still don't know why he left us. Maybe he didn't know himself. But what did it matter? We were the Didius boys now. It was a good afternoon. But later, after he'd gone...
Marcus, have you seen that knife? Hmm? I need to trim the lamp.
Well, I expect Pa's walked off with it.
Do you think so?
Oh, yeah, he was always doing it.
Oh, see if I can catch him.
Drove Ma mad. She used to say if she had a sesterce for every knife of hers that he...
Suddenly I understood how my mother's knife could have ended up at Flora's. My father might have taken it there. And it was the weapon that had killed Censorinus. Maybe that's why Ma had been so vague about it. She'd suspected, too. My father could have used that knife to kill him. But why would Pa murder Censorinus? Festus, of course. He would have done anything to protect his precious boy. I was still trying to take this in when Helena came back.
Marcus, there's a problem at Flora's.
What?
We've got to get over there.
We rushed there with Apollonius, my old teacher, the beggar whose pitch was outside Flora's. He'd raised the alarm because the bar had been shut all afternoon, something which had never happened in the history of the world. Even the cat was shut out. Petronius was there to meet us.
We could probably get him round the back.
So we went round the back. The cat followed us. Petro prized open the door. Inside, we were in darkness, but Petro managed to find a lamp to light. And then...
Hades.
In the well of the stairs, a long, dark shape turned slightly in the draught from the door.
He's dead.
It was the waiter Epimandus. He had hanged himself.
I need to talk to that beggar. You look after the cat.
So I found Helena.
Ah, poor pussy.
And we fed the cat.
There, there.
Then Petro joined us.
Right. Well, I'm sorry the poor sod's dead, but it's cleared a few things up.
Apollonius was helpful.
Very. No need to hide the truth now Epimandus is dead.
So what did he tell you?
Oh, a lot. For a start, it was Festus who got Epimandus' job here.
Festus did? Why?
Well, you were right. He was a runaway slave. Came from Egypt.
Good heavens.
Festus helped him run away from his cruel master. Found him work here.
That's why he was so fond of you and your family.
But where did he kill himself?
Long story. The master was the medical officer in your brother's legion.
When they were stationed at Alexandria?
Yeah. Epimandus worked in the infirmary, so all the soldiers knew him. Apollonius said he was terrified one day someone who recognised him would walk into Flora's and send him back.
And someone did. Censorinus.
Yeah.
I still don't see... What happened to Dad?
That was my fault. I brought Laurentius here.
And you recognised him?
Well, not at first. Just thought he looked familiar, but... He asked Epimandus if he knew him from somewhere, and that was enough.
He knew he was a friend of Censorinus. He thought the game was up.
Are you saying Epimandus must have killed Censorinus?
Fits all the facts. And I shall tell the judge so. You're in the clear, Falco.
Doesn't feel as good as I thought it was going to.
Censorinus must have recognised Epaminondas.
And took great delight in threatening to return him to his master, I bet. He was a nasty piece of work.
So when Epaminondas took his drink up...
Censorinus taunted him one time too many.
Yeah, it all makes sense now. Yeah. Except for one thing, that knife. How did he get there from my mother's?
Well, that doesn't matter now, does it?
You know, don't you? My father took it there.
Your father?
Yeah, I have traced it back to him, yes, but it's been here since the place was open, so...
How do you know that?
I asked the owner.
Flora?
Yes.
Flora, you mean she exists?
Well, she exists, all right.
And how did she get the knife off Pa?
Well, you don't need to worry about that. I'm the investigating officer and I'm satisfied.
Well, I'm not. I was nearly on trial because of that knife.
Tough. I'd better tell the owner the waiter's dead. No one's looking after the place.
We'll stay here till she sends someone.
Yeah, it's the least we can do. Petro seemed to find this amusing for some reason. Helena, on the other hand...
I don't believe it. You thought your father might have killed Censorinus.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. All those questions about the knife. When are you going to forgive him, Marcus?
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, I do. I thought what you'd been through might have brought you closer together.
You can't change the past.
He loves you, Marcus.
He left us. Maybe he loved Festus, but then everyone loved Festus.
You're wrong. He stands back. He had to after the marriage failed, but that doesn't mean he wants to.
You can believe that if you like. It doesn't make any difference. I had to learn to live without him. It's a hard habit to break.
This could have been your chance to put things right. Do you know why he gave us that bronze table for our bedroom?
Gave you?
No, it was a present for you. He thought you'd like it, but he knew you'd never accept it from him.
I'm pleased you two get on so well, but that's your business. Leave me out of it.
But...
I don't want to hear any more. I went into the room where Censorinus had been killed. I don't know why I thought that would cheer me up. At least it had been redecorated. Naturally, Helena followed me.
All right, I won't talk about it any more.
Good.
But you're wrong.
She always has to have the last word.
Is this where it happened?
Yes. I watched her trying to take it all in. Then her face changed.
There's something odd about this room.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the wrong size. It's over the main bar, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, then it should be twice as big.
Yes, you're right.
And there's only one window. Surely when you look up here from the street, there are two.
Well, there are. How odd.
There must be another bedroom up here, and for some reason they've blocked the door off.
What reason?
Well...
Someone's hiding something in there.
You think so?
Yes. Oh, Jupiter! I even joked with Epaminondas about hidden secrets, and he nearly had a fit.
But what would he have to hide?
Nothing, but someone else did. Someone Epaminondas would do anything for.
Festus.
Of course!
Of course. I had found my brother's hiding place.
Well, where are you going?
To fetch a sledgehammer. This is one secret Festus isn't going to keep from me.